Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I talked a little bit earlier, you know, the modern world, and I don't know if it was from the pandemic and people just don't want to pay for office space, or people want to do work but don't necessarily want to be in the home office all the time. Co-working spaces have always fascinated me, and I don't even know to what, how much they're used and how it works and stuff like that. So Anissa Teich from Faris & Company, they're opening up their third in the area, and I'm just sort of fascinated to talk about it. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, well.
Listen, first of all, just sort of explain to people, and it maybe it sounds like a silly, simple question, but like, because the title of it makes it make sense. But what goes on inside these spaces? How does it work?
So we have spaces of varying kind of levels. We have office space, we have desk-based space, and we have meeting rooms, and you can access them 24/7 on demand. They're immediately bookable. But you can do so by the hour, by the week, by the month. It's really flexible for anybody that is in the area temporarily or a resident that's just looking to get out of their house for a change of scenery.
So, and do people actually book a meeting like at 2 a.m?
Oh, yeah. We actually have quite a few that, you know, if they're in the medical field, we have some residents that'll, you know, it's 2 a.m. on a Sunday. They're like, I'm just done with my rounds, but I have some studying to do. You know, the libraries certainly aren't open, and so our space is available for them.
Huh, so interesting. And in terms of like the cost structure, I mean, you don't have to go through the fees, but like you can, there are a zillion different levels of what you can do in terms of like
it's
payment.
Like, simplified.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so like our conference room, for example, by the hour is just $25 an hour. Our desks are $25 for the day, and that day really gets you, you know, kind of 12 hours. It'll get you like a full day. And then office space, it varies based on size, but we do have a shared office or like a fractional office model. So it's not like you have to have a lease or anything like that, but it's $399 a month, and that gets you 30 hours to be in a private office. You can book from those 30 hours and have a private office. It's great for therapists, individual providers that want that professional space but don't want to pay for it being their full-time office yet.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, you know, commercial real estate, especially in this area, is not, you know, is struggling. But, I mean, when you have these options and you can save money but still have the same kind of professionalism, it makes a lot of sense. Now, where are you located? Because you're opening up a third in the area, right? So tell us where you are.
Sure. So West Hartford Co-working was the very first one, and we are now on at 557 Prospect Avenue, right in the west end on the border of Hartford and West Hartford. That we're in our 10th year with West Hartford Co-working, so very exciting. We have our second space is Windsor Works, right at 41 Mechanic Street at the train station in Windsor, and we're celebrating 3 years there. And our newest space is at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in East Hartford, and that is a really wonderful kind of new collaboration for us. That is an operating model, and we're coming in and powering this really wonderful space on the first floor. It includes 9 offices, some desk-based space, as well as meeting rooms.
Now, I know, obviously, and we're talking with Anissa Teich from Faris & Company. Obviously, you wouldn't be expanding if business wasn't good, but, like, give us a context of, like, how it is relative to, like, post-pandemic and now and sort of the growth.
Yeah, and luckily, you know, we do have that to share because we started before the pandemic. It absolutely skyrocketed, as you can imagine, post-pandemic. And there are so many businesses that have not gone back to full, you know, kind of in the office models. They've retained some of that, you know, fractional kind of work from home. But I think what people are experiencing is this kind of post work from home, I'll call it depression, right? I actually, before I was an entrepreneur, I was a remote worker many years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And it's nice at first. You're on your couch. You might be in more comfortable clothing, TV on, but it very quickly starts to kind of wear on you. That routine is gone. There's no separation between your work life and your home life. And so physically removing yourself from your house and distractions and really getting ready and getting all dolled up makes a huge difference for your productivity, for your state of mind. And we see remote workers really, really gravitating towards that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's productivity. If I had to work from home, I would be a disaster. I mean, I just, you know, if the pandemic, I just wouldn't be productive. I know people who do it and do it well, but I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body, but if I did, I just couldn't do it. So I think it makes a lot of sense, especially as opposed to just fully like renting out space. Listen, would they go to Farese and Company? I know it's fariseandco.com. Is that if people want to get info on it? Is that the best place to go?
Place to go for the individual workstations. So we have WestHartfordCoworking.com, WindsorWorks with an X.com, or EastHartfordFlexSpace.com.
All right. Anissa, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.